Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right. Well, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and we are going to have a great show tonight. Looks like our queue is all lined up. And we have quite a few callers already. And Lolita, if you were out there, I have opened up the chat room for you and for all of our people that like to use the chat room, all of our listeners, our followers, you know, whatnot. All right. Well, we are going to be taking callers with a single question on each or any topic of their life that they please. And what we're going to do is only one-part question per caller as normal. We're going to go ahead and start taking callers here momentarily. Lolita, if you are tuned in, I do not see you in the queue if you're trying to call in. However, I will continue to look for you. As soon as I see you on here, I will bring you in. All right. For those of you, as a special note, that would like a private reading, you can visit howpsychic.com in order to set up your private readings. And we are available on the weekends as well, so everyone knows. All right. Our first caller for tonight is going to be under the area code 817. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
No problem. How are you doing today?
Oh, great. I just had a question about what you could see what my future husband will look like, or what he'll be like, I mean.
Okay. Well, actually, I can't necessarily see what he's going to be like, but I do see him coming in. Let me try and tune in a little bit more. Maybe I can get some details on this one.
Okay.
Okay, from what I can tell you, I see that there is going to be a future husband that's going to be responsible and hold up his end of things. I believe that this person is going to be financially secure, not necessarily the wellest or the best off, but secure. And it looks like he works for a large corporation within banking eventually. So I think we'll become very successful. Where right now, I don't feel he's in the banking field, but is on his way to being so in the future. I feel here that your future husband is going to be someone of a spiritual caliber, and not necessarily on the same level as you, a little bit less developed in the spiritual sense. However, will be spiritually open-minded of that spiritual caliber. And I'm feeling that this individual has a very good sense of being in tune with their own emotions, as well as how their actions affect others. So someone that's going to be very mindful, okay?
Oh, great. Thank you.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That was our first wonderful caller for today. I'm still looking in the queue here to see if Lolita has called in, which is our co-host here on Psychic Talk Radio. All right, and Lolita might be experiencing some technical difficulties right now, and I'm sure will join us as soon as she can. Our next caller for today is under the area code 901. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello, and it's my pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for asking. My, what do you see the 2012 finances looking like?
Okay, 2012. Wow. You know what? 2012 is supposed to be a year of comeback, okay? And it's supposed to be a year of final stability, and it's supposed to be a year of financial gain and starting new adventures or new business in finances. And I'm actually feeling that there's two different sets here for you. I'm feeling that there is a new business which is going to be coming up pretty soon, okay? And I'm feeling that this business is going to be something in conjunction where you're working with someone else. So you're going to own a part of it, and then I feel like they're going to own the other part of it. Either that or you're going to have, like, people that are investors, okay? I feel this is not necessarily a business you've fully developed the idea of quite yet, but this is something that's going to come to pass. I'm also seeing that the current finances and current resources are going to improve within the very beginning or the very first couple of months, all the way up until about the beginning of March, really. The beginning of next year is going to be the time of prosperity for you. And then it should carry through the whole year and be a very stable year.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time on this.
No problem. Thank you, and you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take another caller momentarily. Let me brief myself on the queue real quick. Okay. We have our next caller who should be coming in under the area code 858. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
I'm okay. Thank you. Thanks for asking. How are you doing?
Yeah. I'm doing great. And how may I help you?
I have a book project I'm working on, and I'm in Manhattan, and I'm kind of feeling a little lonely, but I really want to move forward. I need to move forward on this book project, and I'm having some struggles with it. So anything that could help me to move forward with it would be appreciated.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, I don't necessarily get a real good key answer here, but I do get the message that you need to take a little bit of a break from it. I know you've already taken a break in the past, but even then I feel like even though you took the break, your mind was on it. Now you need to take a break and kind of like for a day. I'm not saying a week or a month, but I am saying a day. You need to walk away from it for a day, and then I feel like it's going to come clear to you as to what your next step and the next process will be, okay? I get a lot of inspiration on this for you because I'm feeling like this project of yours is really going to help touch people, and it's really going to help enlighten people. And I'm sensing that while you've had a lot of spiritual guidance from within, you have not lost that. It's still there. You just need to, you know, put a day where you're not going to think about it, you're not going to deal with it, you're just going to let it gradually come to you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I do see a lot of success from this. I see it spreading very far and very quick is the term that comes to mind here.
Mm-hmm.
I also see that we're waiting on you to be able to pull a couple of strings here, okay? And I feel like you're still looking for those, like you haven't acquired them yet. You have some, but you don't have what you need quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that that's going to come in about a week and a half, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. whatever that might be, just struggling a little bit, and I need to move forward on it because I'm the circumstances I'm in. I just only have a couple months here, and I need to move, you know, get my connections on here.
Yeah, of course. Well, those connections will definitely happen for you. I'm just feeling like you need to take that day off.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your help. I so appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, it looks like I'm getting a message from the chat room now. Normally, I do not go over to the chat room, but Lolita is not there to moderate it right now. So give me one moment, and I'm going to see what I have over here. Okay, I'm getting a message from Leah from the chat room, so this answer is for you. I do feel that, yes, it was unexpected, and it was before her time. Okay, your question basically was telling me that you have a member of your family, a dog, that had passed away unexpectedly on Wednesday, and you feel that it was before this animal's time. Yes, it was. I feel that you have had a lot of struggle in your life trying to get things to move forward in your romance department, as well as sort of with your stability within your home and with your finances or your resources, so to speak. I feel that in some way there was a lot of energy from others attacking you. And I feel that, unfortunately, what has happened here for your dog was that your animal, your dog, because they become a part of the family, has really taken the spiritual impact of that for you. And I feel that instead of it affecting you directly or affecting you in an unhealthy manner, it actually got absorbed by your dog. And our animals, when we have animals in our lives or we have pets, they really become a part of the family. And they become so dear to our hearts. And I want you to know that she's still with you. She hasn't gone, even though physically is not with you, is definitely there with you in spirit. Okay. Our next caller for today is going to be under the area code 302. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, this is Jackie from Delaware.
Yes, hello, Jackie. How you doing?
Good. My question is regarding employment. I've been unemployed since June.
Okay. Unemployment, and you have been unemployed since June. So what would you like to know about your unemployment?
When will I be getting full-time employment that I like?
Okay. Wow. You know, a lot of people don't normally have an opportunity to get a new job in December. It seems to be very rare because of the holidays already in swing here, and a lot of the jobs have already been taken up by December. However, I'm getting the message that between the 15th, it's between the 14th, the 15th, and then the 19th, okay? So those are the 3 days that are very significant right now. Okay, and I'm feeling that job, that new job that you are going to like or you're going to feel comfortable with is going to come in around those timelines.
Okay, I had an interview on Thursday, and I don't know if that's the new job or not. It didn't feel like it was, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see here. I don't get anything on that one, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. So I guess you already have the right answer in your gut on that one, and that's why I'm not seeing anything to it, to that effect. So I believe that you need to go on your gut with that one, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, just as another note, if you would like a private reading where the readings are very affordable and you get a lot of time for your buck, please visit howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. Once more, we are available on the weekend. All right. Now what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take our next caller, who's coming in under the area code 702. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello. Good evening.
Hello. Good evening. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you. How about yourself?
Doing great. And how may I help you?
I'd like to know... I'm not sure how to phrase this, but I have a friend. Her name is Pam, and for the last couple months, I feel like she just keeps blowing me off. She doesn't return my calls, that kind of thing. Do you see any hope for our friendship? Is this just like a rough spot we're going through? Or?
Okay. Actually, yeah, it is a rough spot that you're going through, but unfortunately, it seems to last for another week. Because I'm getting the message 7 days, and 7 days is really a week here. So I kind of feel like you're going to reconnect with her, and everything will be good after that. And that should happen before Christmas, okay? Now, I'm feeling that when you guys do reconnect and she's no longer avoiding you, I feel, in a sense, she's going to kind of want to just bypass talking about it at first and just kind of talk as if it wasn't there. But don't let that mislead you, because I feel after a short period of time of playing catch up, she will come around and try and talk about the reasons why she was avoiding her conversations with you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a blessed evening.
You too. All right, another great caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. And just as another note, if you enter the promo code this month of Radio Discount into your checkout with our website, you will receive 10% off of any service that you buy as far as the private readings are concerned. Our next caller for today is coming under the area code 812. All right, and hello, caller. How are you doing today?
Hi, this is Cheryl from Indiana, and I'm doing great.
Yes, hello. How are you doing? Good.
I have...
Yes.
Well, I don't even know where to begin, but I've been having a rough time in pretty much all areas of my life, but I was just wondering if you see any positive changes coming soon.
Okay, let's see here. Wow, okay. I'm kind of feeling here that you've had a lot of people come in and out of your life that haven't necessarily... been of good caliber already for friendships or relationships themselves, but more so what we like to refer to as energy suckers or energy vampires, people that just seem to drain you whenever you talk to them. And I'm feeling that that's just about at an end, and I'm actually seeing a lot better set of people coming into your life here within this month and within next month. I'm also feeling that, well, you have been very much in way of struggle with finances and with love life. I feel both of them improving between these next 2 months. The first one that you're going to see the improvement with will be within your finances, which will be within this month, and then your love life will actually improve come the very beginning, within the first couple of weeks, maybe the first 2.5 weeks of next month.
Oh, great. That gives me some encouragement, which
okay,
I really need
wonderful.
Right now.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're hold on, I'm not done with you quite yet.
Oh, okay.
You're also
okay.
going to begin to notice that the people that are not good for you are going to start to leave, okay? And you're going to start to really realize more and more clearly over the next few days which people are good and which people are bad. You're going to realize who your true friends are, and you're going to realize who your enemies are, okay? Whereas I like to refer to them sometimes as frenemies.
Frenemies. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Well, I hope that helps you, and I wish you a good evening.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're
you
welcome.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. And Marion for me. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. Forgive me if I'm not. You are asking me, do you see me buying a home next year? This is a question from the chat room for our listeners, just so you know. And I do see you buying a home next year. It looks to be somewhere around the middle of the year for you. Possibly even sooner. I really feel that you have an opportunity coming to you at the very beginning stages of next year, which will help you determine how fast it takes you to buy that home or how long. So there's your answer. Hope that helps you. Thank you for your question from the chat room. Our next caller for today is coming under the area code 323. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call.
Great. No problem. And how may I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to know what you see in terms of my career and finances.
Okay. And may I have your name, please?
My name is Kahira.
Kahira? Okay, give me one moment, Kahira.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Kahira, have you been struggling with someone that you don't necessarily trust, someone that seems to have been a troublemaker around you?
At work?
Yes.
There are a few of those people, but yeah, one in particular keeps on
okay.
wanting, I guess, to have a relationship with me, and we don't even really work together anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this person, how well do you know them? Because I'm feeling like there's not really a, like you don't really know them very well.
I know I don't trust him if it's the same person I think we're talking about. It's a male.
Mm-hmm.
He's older. Yeah,
I
just,
male,
I don't trust
older,
him at all.
Kind of like he looks a little younger than he is, but you can still tell he's older.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sweetie, I don't like to be the bearer of bad news, but sometimes I have to tell you good or bad whatever I see. And that's how I operate, because it's only fair to you and to everyone else. I'm kind of feeling like his energy has attached itself to you. And I feel that since you've known him, If you think back, you will notice that a lot of your stuff or your stability has been absorbed away from you. It's like since then, everything you've tried to do, you'll get some progress, but then even though you get close and you get some progress, everything then seems to go backwards right as you get close, like too close. And I'm also sensing that energy attached to you, it's like, yeah, he is trying to draw you in, but just trying to come forward and communicate with you, I don't feel that's the only thing he's doing. I feel he has help from someone on a spiritual level, and that person's trying to help him bring you in, okay? I don't see that this is good, because I feel that what they're doing is they're trying to twist your own will, and they're trying to make everything, you know, in your life chaotic, so you don't have any other choice but to call him and to communicate with him, which seems to be a little bit far-fetched, but this is what I feel. I do see that your finances will improve, however, because I don't feel that whatever they're doing is going to last or be permanent, and I don't think that it's even strong enough to work completely. I think that it's done as much damage as it can, and you should begin within the next 3 to 4 weeks see everything in your life financially beginning to move forward once more. Even the new opportunity that you wanted but have not necessarily been able to find, that will come around.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, because I am looking for a new job right now. I'm actually in, in the application process for one of them.
Yeah. Well, that will come to you. I believe it will. But if you are interested, I would definitely like to delve a little bit more deeper into this, and those services are offered on our website.
Okay, I'll wait until you repeat it. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. And just so you know, the website is housepsychic.com, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, another caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. And I'm going to go ahead and check the queue and find out where Lolita is, if she's here. Okay, it looks like we may still have her with some technical issues. So we'll just go ahead and take our next caller, who is coming under the area code 202. All right. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great today. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. And how may I help you?
I have a question about my career and finances.
Okay. Go ahead.
Right now I guess I'm looking for, I'm working now, but the position will be over at the end of the month, so I'm just wondering, and there's something else open, and I already inquired about it, but I saw it on Craigslist, a post on Craigslist for the same thing, so I don't know, I'm just wondering if I should, if I'll be getting that job. Or something else.
Okay.
Or, yeah.
Okay. I am not seeing you getting that one. Don't like to be the bearer of bad news. However, there is good news. The one you do get is going to be a whole lot better, and I feel will be the right one for you, because not only will you make more money, but you'll enjoy the work more, and the environment will be so much more conducive.
So you think it's with a different organization?
Different organization, still the same kind of work, but a little bit different.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome, then.
All right. Wonderful. And just as a note, the organization I feel it's going to be with, the name of that organization will begin with the letter E, okay?
The letter E.
Yes.
Okay.
Just as a tip-off. So you have a good one, then.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. Our next caller today is under the area code 937. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, this is Sandy.
Yes, hello, Sandy. How are you doing today?
Real good. I was just wondering if you could tell me anything fantastic that's going to happen next year. I'm ready
for
a good year. I'm ready for whatever. I'm ready for it to come in. I'm ready to celebrate.
Okay, great. Well, actually, there are two things coming through today about next year for you. One, and the first one here, I believe romance will finally blossom in a spectacular form. And when I mean spectacular, I kind of mean like in all senses of the word. I am also sensing that there is going to be a move, okay, from your physical location where you're living. I feel that you're going to be moving on to bigger and better things to come.
Wow, fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Now, spiritually, your career path will evolve.
Will evolve. What's that?
Mm-hmm. You're going to metamorphosize from one career path into another. And there's a reason I said spiritually, because I believe that spiritual is exactly the right phrase. I believe that what you're going to be evolving into career path-wise is going to somehow be spiritually based.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I see a lot of gifts within you, okay? I feel that those gifts will finally be utilized in their fullest potential.
Oh, wow. That sounds good. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited now.
You still need to trust a little bit in it, but you're doing pretty well with the ascension time right now, too. So that trust will come.
Well, see, I've been having dreams since my mother passed.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a dream the other day that my mother said, come on, we're going to go look for a new car. And I kept saying, Mom, I can't afford it. I can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't want a new car. Two
mm-hmm.
days later, I was in a 17-car pileup, black eye.
Oh, my.
But my car came out fantastic. I got hit in the rear. I didn't hit anybody.
Wow.
And my car was drivable, and seven cars ahead of me were totaled.
Wow.
So I just got over just
mm-hmm.
in time. If I would not have got over to the bridge just in time, that car that was right beside it would have wiped me out, and it would have totaled my car. So
yeah.
I know my mom was right there feeding me every bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was arguing
and
with her.
And protecting you along
it.
The way. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know what? Your mother wants you to know that you are still going to get another car.
Okay.
Not that there's another accident to happen, but
right.
that you are going to get another car. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, maybe this time I'm worried because, like, next week I will get laid off for a couple months, which
mm-hmm.
I know this, and I do know I'm getting called back. But it was
yeah.
just the thing of, I can't afford it, I can't afford it. So
I know. Well, yeah. somehow I see you. I don't see this a lot, and I don't see this for very many people at all. I can count on my, like, half of my hand how many people I see this for. I see you running into oodles of money. Oodles of money.
Ooh.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And I feel a lot of your dreams that you've never had the opportunity to do, you're going to be able to do. And I know you, you love to help people and have wanted to help children and have wanted to help the less fortunate, and you're going to be able to do that.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that'd be great. Yes.
Yes. But you got to play to win.
Yes.
And,
I understand. Oh, that is so good. Oh, I'm going to have to call you back and say, hey, guess what, and support you then, big time.
Oh, great. Well, I would appreciate that, but I just want you to know that message today, okay?
Oh, well, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
You just made
thank
my
you.
Day.
You too.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our next caller for today is going to be coming under the area code 575. Hello, caller. You should be live and on air.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Great. And how may I help you?
I was wondering if you see any positive changes for me in 2012.
Okay. Well, let's see here. We will find out. May I have your name, please?
Cecilia.
Oh, Cecilia? Okay. Give me one moment, Cecilia. Okay, one of your guardian spirits, not the only, but one of your guardian spirits, Christine, I believe is her name, okay? And Christine's the one coming through saying that you're going to have quite a plethora of positive changes taking form in your life. I feel that you're going to find your career path and you're going to do well in your career path. You're going to have that. Your love life is where you have a lot of concern and a lot of struggle. And this is where I think right now most of your concern has been on, because you always know that the finances, even though you want them now, will always be provided at the last minute for you. So you kind of leave that up to fate. I believe that the message here is that spiritually, from your guide, Christina, you are going to be blessed with romance this year, above all, okay?
Oh, great.
And I feel that this romance will blossom into a marriage. And I don't feel that marriage is so much of a good thing for you right now mentally, but I do feel that that will happen down the road, and by that time you will be comfortable with it. I feel one of the reasons it's uncomfortable at this time is because so many people have hurt you, and so many people have been the wrong one or have tried to been the ones that are the right one for now, but not the right one. Okay, and I feel that that is going to change. In fact, I see that the right one is going to come in instead of the right now one. Okay, this will be happening sometime in March and April. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
All right. And no, it is not someone you know. Not yet, anyway.
Okay.
Okay, all
thank
right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We have two more callers for today. Our next caller is coming under the area code 267. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Good. I just wanted to know what fate pretty much has in store for me. That's it.
Mm-hmm. All right. And may I have your name, please?
Yes, it's Melinda.
Melinda? Okay.
Yes.
Give me one moment, Melinda. I'm going to try and tune in here. Wow. Do you have a small child, Melinda?
I have a few small children, that's why.
Okay, because I'm seeing the youngest baby boy, a bouncing baby boy, as they like to say. Would you know which one this is?
It's probably the last son. Yeah, I know exactly who this
okay.
is.
Okay. Well, I see that there's been a little bit of struggle there, okay, with that child. I actually see this child is very smart for his age.
Can you see his age? Like, can you see how old this child might be? Because there is a few boys.
Okay. I get the numbers 3 and 4 that are standing out. So
yes.
I don't know how we could apply that, but numbers 3 and 4.
Yes, that's you're right. He's about 3 years old. He'll be 4 in 30 days.
Okay. And is he very smart for his age, sweetie?
Hmm.
He is.
Can I ask you?
Hello?
Can I ask you a question? Hello?
Yes.
I haven't had much energy lately, and I've been feeling, like, drained and tired,
mm-hmm.
and my doctor actually ran a few tests so we could find out what it is. Is it anything serious?
Okay. Well, give me one moment, and then I'll answer that question, okay? I want to know if this child is smarter for his age.
Mm-hmm.
He is?
Well, I know my 6-year-old is pretty smart. He's been reading before, you know, he can even walk. It's crazy, but
okay.
I don't know. I guess he's the genius one. But I'm assuming, yeah,
okay.
the 3-year-old might take after him a little. I thought he was autistic a little bit
yeah.
or something like
uh-huh.
that, but he's probably actually smart. He might pick up on something that a lot of us miss. So he's
uh-huh.
a quiet one. He's quiet
yeah.
he's to himself. So
okay,
he
all right. Okay, I get you. The message with the 3-year-old who will be 4 pretty soon. He's actually psychically inclined, and he is very smart for his age. Actually, he's on the same level, if not surpassing the other one. Okay, down the road, and he will become very famous, okay? In turn, you will also become very famous.
Famous?
I feel a lot of his gifts have come from you.
You do know that he has a twin sister, and I did hear some rumors that she was kind of pretty much a psychic before she was even born. So what do you
mm-hmm.
pick up on her?
Well, she's good, but she's not going to follow the path that was laid out for her. He will. Mm-hmm.
So do you think he would use his psychic ability to actually track me down? Because I don't have custody of him. I don't even know where he lives, so.
Mm-hmm. He will, because I said that he will become famous, and in turn you will. You two will be together again.
Oh, that's good. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
What about
oh,
the
yes.
oldest child? I mean, I'm really worried about him because I seem to have
mm-hmm.
more of a bond with the oldest child. So what do you see surrounding us?
That actually will go better, and I feel improvements with that. In fact, I see that it may look to be more problematic than it is, but things will smooth over in about 2.5 weeks from now. Okay, it will be better. I see that he has a lot of different mindsets that aren't necessarily the right way to go, but he is learning through his own mistakes, and you just need to be there for him to comfort him when he learns these lessons.
And the question I asked.
Now, as far as your bill of health is concerned, sweetie, you're going to be just fine.
Okay. I just don't know why I'm so tired. I was like, something is draining my energy. Like you ever suck air from a balloon? Like, it
well,
feels
your
like
physical
it.
Health is not in question here. I understand what you mean. You feel like you're breathing through a straw, and you feel very unenergized. In fact, sometimes you even feel like it's difficult to walk and to try and stand up straight, okay? I even see these symptoms of occasional migraines and headaches, and I'm feeling very disturbed sleep, and when you do sleep and dream, which is very rare, you are having very disturbing dreams. Oh, excuse me. Very disturbing dreams. Ooh, that's a weird vibe. I actually feel the concern is not with your health itself, the physical health, but more in the psychic attack that is being done towards you and that has been done by others against you in the past as well. Okay?
Can you explain to me why I'm hearing, like, voices? I actually ignore them because I don't want to be 302'd, and I know, like, this sounds crazy, but they come sometimes in the middle of the day, sometimes. I can't hear people, like, actually talking to me. Sometimes
To begin with, I'm gonna let you know that you are highly psychic. Okay, and unfortunately, your gifts didn't develop until real late, okay? You had a little bit here and there when you were younger, but they really didn't develop until your, you know, adult stages here. And I feel that you're also very much a medium, okay? And this is why you're able to hear those voices. Now, the reason the voices are around you are two different parts here. One is because there are spirits with these voices around you that are coming to you for help and are genuinely looking for someone that can hear them and can recognize them. And then the other reason is because there are another set of spirits that are there that aren't coming to you for help, but there to attack you. They are there because they were sent there by someone. Okay? Now, I would actually suggest that you get a private session with me through our website because I could really help you resolve a lot of this, okay? And our website is howpsychic.com, and that's just H-O-W and then psychic.com, okay? But I can't go any further because we have other calls right now. And what I have given you, I hope helps you for right now.
Okay. I'm going to check out the website right now as we speak.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in. And once more, you know, just if you need to contact me and ask me a question, go to the Contact Us page on the website, and you should see my number there. Okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our next caller for today is coming under the area code 323. We will bring you on momentarily. Once more, the name of our website for all those interested. We do help everyone through our website, too, and these services are available to anyone over at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. All right, our next caller is area code 323, and you should be on momentarily. Looks like I may need to refresh the browser. Sorry. Give me one moment, please. Okay, area code 323, you should be live and on air now.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you for asking. I wanted to know about love and finances and anything
okay.
else that might help me.
Okay. Well, that really does seem to be the theme of today. All right. And I didn't quite catch your name, sweetie.
Oh, my name is Jacqueline.
Oh, Jacqueline. Wow, that's my mother's name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
That is so weird. All right, Jacqueline, give me one moment and I'll tune in for you, hon.
Okay, thanks.
Wow, Jacqueline. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm seeing that you've had a situation in your life. You've had an opportunity with a guy who doesn't seem to be very consistent when it comes to communication with you, okay? And I feel that you've kind of lost a little bit of hope with it, and you're kind of just, you know, you're keeping that doorway cracked, but you're not keeping yourself on hold right now. And that's a good idea, not to keep yourself on hold, because you know what? You would be on hold forever. I feel that this guy is good. I feel he intends well, but he lacks a lot of love for himself, okay? And therefore, he's not able to fully or truly love someone else until he develops within himself what he needs to develop, okay, for himself. And I do see, however, that he will come around, and I do see that that improvement will happen. So I don't necessarily mean that you're going to wait forever because you put yourself on hold for him, or if you put yourself on hold for him, but because you've been waiting forever already, okay? And I see that this will all be happening within the next few days, which is very surprising, and it's kind of like almost unbelievable based upon, you know, the lack of so far. But I feel within the next few days, you're going to reach a point of clarity, and you're going to reach a point of closure, okay? Now, where it goes from there is going to be up to you, but you will have the opportunity to finally develop the relationship with him and get closure as to the problems that it's had in the past.
Oh, that's interesting. Is this someone in this state? I don't know anybody here. I just recently relocated.
Mm-hmm. No, sweetie. It's nobody over here. And that's
okay.
The distance between you as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's interesting. So I'll have the opportunity to bring closure, which I thought I'd already had closure and whatever relationship.
Well,
I
you
had
closure on your end because you got closure from yourself, okay?
Oh, okay.
From your own actions. But you never really got closure in the form that everyone else is looking for, you know, which is where they need closure by talking to that individual and having that individual responsive to them, where yours was closure with yourself because you put out there what you needed to put out there, but you never got that response.
Okay. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes
yeah.
a lot of sense. Okay.
Other than that,
I'm sorry.
Okay. Other than that, your finances are going to be very good this year. I only get one venture for you right now. I mean, you could have more than one, but I only see one venture for you right now this year coming up, and I see that this is going to be very much more stable for you. It's going to be different than what you're used to doing. It's a different set of work. And I feel that it kind of incorporates a little bit of the skills you already have, but totally different area, okay? And I'm kind of feeling that the environment, you're going to be making a lot of friends and a lot of connections. okay? Connections that you will one day later down the road use to evolve into another career path. I see that you're going to have a total of about 2 to 3 career paths over your entire lifespan, and you only have like 2 more to go.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, yes. Whatever it is, I keep getting that maybe you have a little bit of skills that you could apply into the healthcare field.
That's interesting. I was a massage therapist before I moved here, but I didn't want to go through. It's a different licensing here in this state, and it's almost like going back to school and all of that. And I really didn't want to torture myself.
I understand. What state are you in?
I'm in Washington, D.C. now, and I moved from California, but I kind of thought I had outgrown that. Well, I got burnt out, I guess, in a sense. But healthcare, is it more like psychology or more like hands-on?
Spiritual
like
psychiatry, in a sense, yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I'm majoring in psychology in school. Don't know exactly what I'm take it, Oh, okay. Well, that's
so you might become a life coach or psychiatrist out there, but something around that field.
Oh, okay. Life coach sounds interesting. I did a little living,
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, you can make a real good living off of that. All right.
Okay,
well, I thank you for calling in.
I thank you, too. And is there some kind of code that I need on your website?
If you want to do a private session through the website and you're coming from the radio show, obviously, use the code. You know what? Let me double check on that real quick for you while I have you on the line.
I believe
the code is radio discount. Okay. And it just takes me one moment anyway. I'm going to check on this because radio discount should give you 10% off, okay? Yes, it's actually 10% off. Let me edit this. Radio discount will give you 10% off of your entire cost.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye-bye. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and announce once more that if you would like a private session, they are available at our website, which is howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. And I also wanted to alert you that the option to use the code radio discount is available to anyone coming from the radio show. And that will give you 10% off of your sessions, your private readings with myself. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our next caller now for today's show, who will be coming under the area code. Let's see here, 714. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. And how may I help you?
Yes, this is Nathaniel calling in to see if you...
Oh, hey, Nathaniel.
I didn't know if you'd recognize me or not. But hi, Pooja.
Pooja's not with us today, unfortunately, and Lolita's kind of having technical difficulties, so she couldn't get in today either.
Okay. Well, I was wondering if you see a new job coming up in January or March or something like that.
Okay, a new job coming up in January or March. Give me one moment, Nathaniel, and I will tune in for you.
Of course, thank you.
Thank you. Actually, I do, Nathaniel, and I feel that the new job is going to be the same career path that you've been looking for, and it's going to be with a place that you've already applied at, okay? So I think this is really good. And it's going to be not only a place that you've already applied at, but sort of one of the ones that you were hoping the most for. Okay?
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, do you see it in January or March or maybe March?
March is coming up.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
January is a little bit of a stretch, but I do see other funds in January coming through. Are you waiting on something besides the new job?
You know, I'm just kind of waiting for a lot of things to fall in order, I guess, with this new year, and I'm going into a new cycle, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I see money that you're either waiting on or that's owed to you coming to you in January, and then in March, I get the 16th, which is oddly enough my birthday. But I get March the 16th at the latest.
That's your birthday? Oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
You're a Pisces 3, then. It's the week of dancers and dreamers.
Oh, yes. I am a Pisces. And
so,
a number 3.
that's a great week.
Mm-hmm.
But... that's right. Didn't know.
All right, Daniel. Well, it's great having you here as always, and please stop in whenever you can.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye. All right, our next caller coming in today is under the area code 323. I believe we may have already had you online. Hello, caller.
Hi, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I go according to the timeline on the calls here. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Our next caller today is area code 201. Hello, caller. You were live and on air.
Good evening, sir. May the peace of the inner light be with you and its divine guidance this evening.
And with you, too. Did you know that my business is actually Inner Light?
I just felt the presence, that's all. I kind of read your mind a little bit, so forgive
me
for that.
Oh, that's cool. Well, that's cool. All right. Well, how may I help you today?
Well, first of all, let me introduce myself, sir. My name is Chris Cagliardi. Yeah. I am the host of a radio show on Blog Talk called Youth Worldview on here.
Mm-hmm. Youth Worldview. Wonderful. All right. And can they find that by searching that into the box on Blog Talk?
Yes, it's on Blog Talk Radio, and they
mm-hmm.
can look up the search engine Youth Worldview or Jersey Justice numerical number 29.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Well, great. Thank you for sharing that. And do you have a question for our show today?
Yes. As you know, my birthday is coming up in less than a few days from today, which was December 18th. But my greatest
mm-hmm.
concern is 2012 and what will it hold for me in the three areas of career, love,
okay.
and finances.
All right. Let's see here. Actually, your show is going to do very well and your home business will improve very much. In fact, I feel that you're going to do well with all three levels of career in the coming year. I feel that things have been quite a bit slow, like they have for all of us, but we are going to see a lot happening for you in the next year, career-wise, on all three levels. And are you sure there's not four? Because I am getting a fourth here.
What do you mean, considering the fourth? I do not understand.
Okay. I'm feeling that there is a fourth level of career. Or
well,
fourth sector. Mm-hmm.
I had an interest in getting involved in doing either political work or musical work or something like that.
Okay. Political.
Oh,
political,
really?
Political. Mm-hmm. Now, I hate politics. I'm going to be honest. But I feel
actually
political.
Became... Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you something that surprised you. I was the first person with infantile autism to run on a ticket about a year or two ago and won 15%
yeah.
of the vote.
Wow, wonderful. Okay. Well, I actually see you doing well when it comes to that. So I'd say go for it because that fourth level seems to be popping right out. Okay, and
really?
That would be it. Mm-hmm.
One other thing,
yeah.
is there, I've been eyeing a convention in September of this year for to speak at the convention. Is there any possibility that they will say yes?
Okay. There is a strong possibility. I'm getting a good 89 to 94% here of them
Wonderful.
Saying it.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So I better prepare my packet now and send it out.
Of course. And you do very well at presentations, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, my dear young man.
Mm-hmm.
Do I see red? Because I see red.
Red.
Is there anything red around you? Because like a cloth or something?
My whole office is actually themed in red. Red
Excellent.
Is a very spiritual color to me. Mm-hmm.
I see you going further with your work, and I hope that you will continue to prosper and grow with you and Miss Pooja and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And may the universe continue to be in agreement with you throughout your years of good divine guidance.
And you as well, my dear friend. All right. Well, you know what? I would like you to contact. Just go to the contact me page of the website, get my phone number, and give me a call. I would definitely like to have a conversation with you.
Yes, sir. I will definitely do that, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And have a good night, sir.
Oh, by the way, love life is going to finally blossom in the next month, okay?
Holy Moses, you just made my mind because I was going to see this girl, Rebecca, in upstate New York.
Yes. Yes. I'm getting the message, Bistro. I don't know what that means for you, but Bistro is what comes out. And next month is going to be fabulous.
Thank you. I shall be ready.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Good night, sir.
Good night. All right. Well, as usual, we do tend to like to end the show a wee bit early and always on a good note. We thank everyone for calling in and for those of you that have been patient with us. I have time just to take one more caller and then we're going to go ahead and try and end the show early. Once more, as a note, our website is howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. Our next caller for today is under the area code 812. And you should be on momentarily. And hello, caller, you are live and on air.
Hi, this is Cheryl again. I talked to you earlier.
Okay. Sorry, I just didn't want to miss you if you haven't been on. But I thank you.
Well, since you're here, I was on your website and I was trying to send something in your contact. And I get
mm-hmm.
a message, and it keeps saying subject. Sorry, your subject is your subject correct. It's giving
okay.
me an error. So I don't know if you've gotten any of my messages.
Oh no, I probably have not. We do experience technical difficulties with the email system from the website. So if
uh-huh.
you'd like, you can use the phone number on the contact us page to get a hold of me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I looked at reading, so I just wasn't sure how to...
Oh, okay. If you've
so.
Booked a reading, then you will receive a call from me in order to set up the appointment. Okay?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, let's see here. Just enough time to maybe take one more caller. 352... Hello, you should be live and on air.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I really have been enjoying your show and appreciate it.
Thank you. And how may I help you?
I would love for you to give me some insight on what you see happening in the relationship that I have currently been in. As of today, it is ended. And I was wondering what the other person intends to do, what his plan is. He had a third party involved. And if he is planning to continue with that, and
okay.
He's in total denial, by the way.
Of course. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I need his first name, please. I didn't quite catch it.
My name or his?
Both, actually.
I'm Cindy. His name is Larry.
Cindy and Larry. Okay. Give me one moment, Cindy, and I will do my best to help you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, my God. Has she got a web of lies around him? And, wow, yes, I do see the severity of the situation here, Cindy. He will come back around, but my feeling is that by the time he does so, it's going to be too late.
Is he planning on? He's violently mad because I found out. Of course,
mm-hmm.
He's telling me I'm crazy and he's not putting up with me, and I'm
mm-hmm.
sick and I'm crazy. So,
mm-hmm.
which is what he does when he gets caught with anything. Which,
of course,
long-term relationship.
He's in total denial of his own problems and his own psychological, psychosis. And boy, does he have layers upon layers. Are you aware of childhood trauma with his father?
No, I never met his parents. They've already passed. He's older,
mm-hmm.
and he just worships the ground his father walked on. But I was told by one of his sisters, his older sisters, that he had done the same thing to his mother and cheated on her with her sister.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this third party he's been seeing and is in total denial, and he's furious because I dared confront him with it.
Yeah.
He is his son's girlfriend.
Mm.
And
he
is afraid his son's going to find out. I'm wondering
mm-hmm.
If he's planning on continuing this game with her.
He is planning on continuing to be with her, and his son will find out, and all hell will break loose.
How long do you see it taking for him to find out?
Oh, not long at all. I get the numbers 3 and 4, so anywhere between 3 to 4 weeks. Maybe even sooner. It's at the point right now where his son could end up finding out tomorrow, to be all honest. But 3 and 4 is like how long it might take at the longest or the latest.
Okay. He was at my house for the last couple of days, and he left
mm-hmm.
yesterday and was still speaking to me when he was driving back. He lives a couple hours away. And he moved his son and his son's girlfriend into a house right next door to him. And then his son works for him. But it's
mm-hmm.
like weekends, his son's out at the property where he works, hunting at night. And so they have lots of time to
mm-hmm.
at the house.
Well, the way this is going to happen
mm-hmm.
is his son's going to return home early. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, he needs to. It's
mm-hmm.
it's some pretty ridiculous. I mean, she's very, very, very trashy, but there's
Mm-hmm. You know, we were at the point in our relationship he was asking me to move in with him, but then when I called him on the plate and said, let's sit down and talk about how we can make it work this time, he didn't step up to the plate. He did a dodging and this and that and went out of town and dropped the conversation. And one thing led to another, and every time I turn around, he's out of town for the week, and instead of spending time with me on the weekend, he's recreating with her, taking her out on the boat, taking her out fishing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hello. But anyway, yeah. One thing led to another for me to find out. And then he just is absolutely furious, screaming at me, this is over, I'm not speaking to you, I don't have to listen to this, and turns his phone off. He answered it earlier this evening, and I felt like she was there listening to the conversation, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Did you see her there with him when he was talking to me the first time? Or no?
Yep. That is a confirmation on my end. She was.
Okay. I kind of felt like because of the way he was talking and he just screaming, this is over between us, like he was trying to convince her and hung up.
Yeah.
And I asked if she was there.
Her and himself. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I
was
suggestion
undecided whether to even alert his son. I'm thinking just stay out of it. I was undecided whether to alert
exactly.
His son. Maybe, you know, don't take my word for it. Go home early one night when you're supposed to be home. You know, just let him do it, fight on his own. But his father's a professional liar and will try and talk his way out of everything. Even when he's caught red-handed, he will deny it.
Well, you know what we say, ye what webs we weave when we practice to deceive. Okay.
I love that saying. I almost texted it to him tonight when he hung up on me, but I didn't. I just didn't. That's exactly what I was going to. Yeah.
Okay. Well, sweetie, you need to let his son find out on his own. Because, that's the best way that this could happen. I mean, it's the lesser of two evils, ultimately. And number two, I really feel that you need to separate yourself from the whole situation altogether.
Yeah, I've been. I mean, this is all like in the last couple of days. This is all blown up, and I'm.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I'm doing
cord
that
cutting
today.
Is
I'm
the one thing that
just,
comes to mind. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very, very hard. It's been a very, very long-term relationship, and
I know. Well, you love him dearly, and you see the good in him, but that is so much buried inside of him that, you know, it's amazing, and it's kind of a miracle how you're able to still see the good in him because of all the layers of just absolute disgust on the outside of him.
Yeah, I don't understand why he's acting this way again. You know, he'll get better and then he'll just revert back to.
Because he has so many different layers of psychosis that he really is afraid to get help and he's afraid of helping himself.
Okay. I've been trying to understand it. I really have.
Yeah. There's unless you're him, honey, you're not really going to be able to understand it. And the only, you know, surface layer that you can understand is just simply that everything he does is fear-based, and that fear is the fear of the unknown. The fear of uncertainty, and the fear of not being able to do what he wants whenever he wants.
Wow. How he could do this, I mean, doing this to me is bad enough, but to his own son, to involve his son's girlfriend, I can't even imagine.
I know, sweetie, I know. And it's just absolutely horrid, but I feel it's okay to maybe be his friend down the road when he comes out of all these psychoses, but you know, you really cannot be involved in this.
Okay.
It's not
how I just It's not what? Over?
It's not healthy for you. And it's absolutely not healthy for him because it only gives him, let me put it this way, you involved hurts you and then also hurts him because it feeds into his psychosis. It just adds fuel to that fire, you know, because then it gives him every other excuse to create even deeper layers of psychosis. Not that you're a bad thing, but just simply that.
I understand what you're saying. He's furious. He's absolutely screaming. If I were looking at him, the way he was screaming at me on the phone, I'm sure his face was beet red and about to pop his eardrums out. I mean, he was livid. And I haven't done a thing. I'm not cheating on him. you know, he just got mad because he got caught.
Of course.
He's trying to convince me I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what they say, he's only using you as a mirror. You're the mirror into his very being. That's why he reflects it all on you, when it doesn't really belong on you. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm so glad I got to talk to you tonight.
It's very frustrating trying to deal with it
and trying to keep myself from, you know, calling my son or doing anything to get him, you know, just trying to try to separate myself from it.
I understand, sweetie. Well, I do thank you for calling in. Hopefully this was helpful for you, but we do need to go ahead and cut it short now.
Well,
okay?
Thank you so very much. You are awesome.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. All right, well, blessings to you, darling, because I know you really have had a struggle with this one. All right, well, blessings to everyone. Namaste and good night.